Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing and doing fine. So today I am going to talk about all the announcements for this year's Halloween Horror Nights 2025, which is the 35th anniversary of Halloween Horror Nights. And I'm planning on going and covering the whole event September, October-ish. And let you know what houses were great and what aren't so great. So this year, with the houses, because all of them have been announced, there's a couple that I'm like very excited to see, and there's some that I'm not too excited. And I'll discuss why in a moment. So for me, I have literally went to Halloween Horror Nights since the 30th anniversary. I know they did the 30th anniversary twice, because they did a little one during COVID, and then they did the 30 again for 2021. So from 2021 till now, I've been to Halloween Horror Nights. So, last year was the first year that I did a podcast on it and discussed everything from the shows, the houses, the foods, the drinks, everything about the event. What was my favorite house? What was my least favorite house? What house I think would be great, what houses that I thought would be great if I was accurate with my guesses or not. And that's what I did on the announcement video. And then I discussed if I was right or wrong with the podcast of the actual event. So I'm gonna now discuss the haunted houses. While doing that, I will tell you if I would go to it or not, if I wasn't reviewing all of them for you. So there are a handful, I would say a handful, that I would not go to. And I'm only going to go to them because, again, I'm reviewing the event. So I have to go to all of them. Okay, so let's get started. So the first, I'm just going in order how I see them on the website. And so the first one that I'm going to discuss is Five Nights at Freddy's. That I know is a video game. I've never played it. I've seen people play it, aka guy friends of mine that are into video games and things like that. I've seen them play it, an ex play it. It's not of mine, and it's not something that I'm like, it was like while watching them play it, because I'm not a gamer girl. I've just dated some gamers. It's not a franchise that I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to go to this house. Oh my gosh, I'm excited for this house. I've heard like it was either a movie or TV show as well, which I did not know that at all. But I'll tell you the descriptions and everything that comes along with it. So you're pretty much going, if you have played the game at all, you are literally in that factory where you will see the deadly animatronics, Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, and Foxy as you go through the creepy things, you're pretty much, if my memory serves me right, and it might not, and I'm sorry about that for anyone that's Freddy's, and pretty much like the video game, you have 5 nights to pass to escape from Freddy and his friends. And the first night is just Freddy. The second night, Bonnie appears. Third night, Chica appears. The fourth night, Foxy appears. And you get it. And then it just adds on. Oh, so the first night only one animatronic. Second night, two. Third night, three. Fourth night, four. And the fifth night, they all come. And you have to escape them. And you have until midnight. And it's like a shift. You're in this pretty much this warehouse. And you have to escape them. And on the description, it says this: you won't last one night at Freddy's, let alone five. You'll be haunted by deadly animatronics, Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, and Frosty. And like I said, I'm not big on Five Nights at Freddy, the game, TV show, movie, whatever is involved with it. And then if me saying whatever is like very insulting to you, I'm sorry about that. But I'm not like a big Five Nights at Freddy fan. It's not like, it's again, like I said, this is one of the houses, like if I wasn't covering it for you guys, I would not go to. And for me, I'm like, I'm gonna start this podcast with like houses that I would not go to, and then houses that I would go to. Okay, so that's one that I would not go to. Next, I'm going to talk about a second house I'm going to talk to you guys about. Next house is The Horrors of the Y6. So here's the description. Enter the eerie arena of the Y6, where you go through an ominous doorway into the mechanical minds of Uncle Howdy, Rambling Rabbit, Mercy the Bizard, Abby the Witch, and the Huskus Pig. If I said anything wrong, I am so sorry. I am terribly sorry about that. So this is basically if you are into like WWE, wrestling, this is a house for you. Again, I'm not a wrestling fan. I've never watched wrestling, never, had the interest of wrestling. The Y6, those brothers, that family, nothing like that, like, again, interests me when it comes to that, this house. So if you're a wrestling fan and then you're a Y6 fan or anything like that, this, you will like this house. Me personally, if I wasn't going to this event, I would not go to this house because, again, I am not a wrestling fan. And the next one I am going to discuss, and this is the last one that I'm saying, like, I would skip if I wasn't covering this event, is Fallout. And Fallout, a video game. Never saw anyone play this one. The only, like, video game that I've seen, like, if it was made to a haunted house, that I'd be like, oh, okay, I know more about, there's a couple, and that is, like, the Dark Anthropology series, Until Dawn, and Mario, again, because of my ex-boyfriend, and those are the only ones that I would be like, okay, let me check those out, because I've heard of those video games, and I've watched him and his guy friends play them. Okay, so Fallout, if you are a Fallout fan, I'll read the description. With that, face your fears in a post-apocalyptic LA. I love LA, so like seeing that would be interesting. Devastated by nuclear war, based on the hit show, oh, it's also a show, and game franchise Fallout, you travel into the vaults and be attacked by raiders alongside Lucy. You escape to the wasteland and confronted by a bounty hunter, the ghouls. So, like I said, if you're a fan of Fallout, the video game, and the series, just like if you were a Last of Us, I think it was either a year or two ago, TV show and video game, this house is also for you. So those are the three out of the 10 houses. Like, if I was not covering it, I would not see. The rest of the houses, I'm planning on seeing. But there is one house that I'm going to put in the middle that I'm like iffy about, and that's Terrifier. And it's has to do with Art the Clown, and I've never seen the movies. Not planning on seeing the movies. I've heard they're very gruesome, gross, disturbing, a lot of blood, and I'm like, so I'm putting that in the middle of if I would have gone to see it if I wasn't covering it. So that would have been, like, if I'm gonna calculate it in general, 4 out of the 10 houses I would not, if I was not covering it, would not see it, would not go into them if I wasn't covering it, and 6 houses I would actually go to. And before I do the description of the Terrifier house, on a one day, have, even if it's like a busy day, I have been able to do 6 to 7 houses. So I would have, again, if I wasn't covering it, this event, be able to do this event in one day. And because I'm covering this, what I'm gonna plan on doing is the 6 houses that I told you that I am interested in going to, I'm going to do that in one day. And then the 4 houses that I'm not that, like, excited about, not that interested in, I'm going to do it another day. So I'm going to do a two-day, going to Halloween Horror Nights for 2 days, and going to cover it all, and plus the food. So let's get into the Terrifier description. So it says, nothing can prepare you for a grisly haunted house based on all 3 of the Damien, I don't know how to say his last name, sorry, Terrify films. Try your luck against the saddest. Oh, I said that wrong. Sorry. Art the Clown in his twisted funhouse. Witness Art's gleefully grotesque handiwork of torture. So,
like, all I know is from by online and from people that have seen these movies, it's just going to be a really disgusting house, really bloody, really, and there's going to be spells and stuff. So, not that interested in it. But I am planning on, like I said, covering it for you guys. Okay, so let's go into an original house. And the first one is, I should say that. I'll start this off. So, Five Nights at Freddy's is an IP house. The Horrors of the Wide Six is an IP. Terrifier is an IP. Fallout is an IP. Okay, so Dolls Let's Play, this is an original house. And for me, usually with original houses, I like how the creatives do them. So no matter what happens, I will 100% go to an original house and give it a chance, because it could be good, it could be bad, but it could also be good. And here's the description. You're about to become doll-sized and witness the unnatural creations of a twisted little girl. You'll be haunted by burnt fashion dolls. Toys she mold together, and undead horrors of her dollhouse. Sorry, bad reader. Sometimes I'm a bad reader. So I'm excited about this. It's gonna be really cool to be, you know, doll size and be have a doll perspective in this house. It kind of was like, I feel like it was kind of how last year, one of, again, my favorite house, I went there a lot, continuously, best house that I've ever been to in for HHN, and that was the Insidious house. And literally it was small, and then the closer you got to the red door to get in the nightmare, it got bigger. So I'm very interested in this house. I'm excited for this house. It's gonna be really cool. Next one, Gilton Monsters of the North. In a remote northern village, a wicked being rises from the dead, bringing a horde of monsters and demons from the fords of weak havoc on townspeople. Try to escape. So this also feels interesting. I think it's gonna be a more colder house. I believe there was like a house called something like that. Like, it was a colder house, and people were like, it was their favorite house to go in the early months of HHN, because it was extremely hot, because Florida is horrible because it's so sticky hot and buggy out. So I feel like this is gonna be like a colder like house. Like, it'll be a breath of fresh air for especially since it's horribly hot. Like, it's like hell on earth in Florida. Okay, let me see. I'm going downward. Okay, so I'm gonna go to my right. Next one that I'm very, which is, oh, sorry. I'm so sorry, friends. I forgot to say that this, the Monsters of the North is a original house, by the way. Next house is an IP house, and it's Jason Universe. So if you're a Friday the 13th fan, I like Friday the 13th. It's one of my favorite horror movies. I also like, if we're going to the horror movie genre, I also like Nightmare on Elm Street as well. So Again, if you're a Friday the 13th fan, you'll like this one. I'm excited about this one, and it's based on the Friday the 13th movies, Jason, and you're gonna follow Jason and everything about Jason. So I'm excited about that one. The next one coming up is an original house, and it's called Hatchers and Chains Demon Bounty Hunters. I forget what the house was called from last year, where it had different, it was a house that had different movies, like different mini houses in it. So one of those mini houses and movies in that specific house was Hatchers and Chains. So they used that one, and this is one of the houses. So it says, in an old west town, all hell it breaks loose. Red hot lava demons are trying to possess everyone, melting everything in their path. So yeah, this is gonna be interesting. I can't wait to see what the creative team has for that. Another original is Graves of the Flesh. Welcome to your funeral. Okay, that's crazy. Oh, sorry. When I read those couple words, that I'm like, okay, that's crazy. Welcome to your funeral. Okay, that's gonna be terrifying. If one of your fears is being killed alive, might be triggering. But okay, continuing. Where things are about to go from bad to worse. Okay. You're entering your grave, and then you'll enter your grave, and then the underworld, where flesh eaters who feed on the dead will hunt you for eternity. Yeah, that is terrifying. So if you're afraid of being eaten alive, be wary about this one, but I'm excited to see how this is like. And last but certainly not least, I am so sorry for all my Hispanic friends out there, viewers. I know poquito español. My ex was, it not was, he's not dead. My ex is Hispanic, so sorry. But this one is called El Artista. Got that right. A Spanish haunting. So this is going to be a Spanish house. It was one of the first houses that I saw, and I was very, very excited about it. And so we are in, the description then is, in the 19th century of Spain, a tortured artist moves to an isolated country manor to seek inspiration, but instead the art comes alive and possesses him. So this is like a possessed a story. We're gonna follow this artist and how like the art is haunted and possesses him, and we're gonna go through his story. So that's very interesting. Like I said, like, the majority of the houses, 6 out of the 10, a mixture of original and IP, I'm excited to go in. And to be honest, like, all the original houses, I'm excited to go in. It's just, like, I think it's only 4 of the IPs, yeah. It's just the 4 of the IPs that I'm like, if I wasn't covering it, I would not go to it. So I would only need one day ticket to HHN, that I'm not that interested in. But overall, I think it's going to be a fun event. And I'm going to talk about next the shows and then the scare zones. I saw the list of the scare zones, and they look fun, And I'm going to talk to them about them in just a second. And the entertainment that's coming as well. I'm excited about that. Let me see if they tell me. Okay, so one of the scare zones I'm first going to talk about first is Mel's die-in is actually going to be a scare zone for the first time. If you have never been to Halloween Horror Nights, usually Mel's die-in, you just eat there. There's no scare zone, anything. It's like a empty place like that you can take a break. And then the HHN bar is close to there as well. You just get to relax. But this year, they have a scare zone there. And it's called Mel's Die-In Zombies. And this is a brand new street experience. That will take horrors to new heights, featuring zombies, undead DJs, and more. So that's going to be exciting and a new thing. So there's gonna be an experience in Mel's Die-In. They're gonna be a club horror. So they're having different, more inverse of things happening in the scare zones. A next scare zone is going to be Mutants of Toxic 20. So I'm guessing they're going to be dressed in the 20s. Correct. Now I'm I wanted just to say 20s, but it doesn't work with the sentence. In a 1920s neighborhood, a BuzzCon truck with radioactive cargo crashes into a monster getaway car, sending the city into a toxic palindrome. So, I was right. It's gonna be in the 20s. It's gonna there's a toxic truck that dumps all this toxic and makes everybody into zombies. This is gonna be cool looking. I'm excited for that. Next, a cat lady of Crooked Lane. I remember there was a book or a movie or something or a story called Something in Crooked Lane. I can't remember at the time. So it says, travel down a spooky, windy path to a mysterious house where trick-or-treaters are transformed into fertile felines. So I'm guessing, like, she has candy, the trick-or-treaters are coming, she poisons the candy, the kids eat the candy, they turn into cats. So that's interesting. Alright, let me make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. The fourth scare zone is Masquerade Dance with Death. Okay? You're invited to a masquerade bar where bloodthirsty vampires lurk behind disguises. When their masks fall, they become their prey. Okay, so pretty much it's a dance party. They're having fun. If your mask falls off for any reason, they'll eat you. But that's cool. That's fun. Dance party! Okay, I love that. That's gonna be fun. I think they will get a lot of people scared because people are like, oh, dance party! And then like, and having fun and stuff. And then they're gonna be, because you're not paying attention to your surroundings when you're like grooving and having fun. So they'll be like, poof! And you're like, oh, gosh. So, watch your surroundings, dance, watch your surroundings. I think it kind of was like, The Weekend House, which I feel like they did a good job with the music there. which is why they probably got a lot of good scares, because people are like jamming, if you're a Weeknd fan, jamming to the Weeknd's music, and then scare actors were scaring you, and you were actually like, oh my gosh, and getting scared because you're in the element of like partying to the music that's happening, that you're not paying attention to your surroundings and having fun, so people are more likely, your defenses are down, so people are more likely to scare you because your defenses are down. So that's gonna be a good scare zone. And then last but certainly last not least, last scare zone, the origins of horror. So what I'm guessing is where horror began. Enter the decay conservatory of twisted vines, where artists carve tributes of horror nights of last year, of 34, Halloween Horror Nights 34. You'll encounter monsters, crows, gargoyles, and more. So I'm guessing, because it says tributes to the horror of last year's event, we'll see like past scare zones, scare actors in different like costumes of scare. Sorry about that. I'm guessing like for example the Zodiac scare actors. I did not at all was able to go through the Zodiac scare zone and see the Sagittarius. So hopefully they bring the Zodiac, all these Zodiacs there, so I could actually see my Zodiac sign in horror. So that will be exciting to see, like, what they decide to bring from the houses of last year and the scare zones of last year. Also, I do not know what the food and drinks they're gonna have this year, because that has not released yet. We are as of me like recording this, it's the 4th of August, the 28th or 29th, they are doing the I can't speak English, sorry, it's not my first language, the premiere event where you have to pay like ultimate like big experience where you spend like $300 for to get access of everything. And then I believe the 30th is the first day of Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, so I'm guessing like in a couple weeks, I would say max the 18th, yeah, the 18th, we should know the food and drinks that are coming to HHN and have that announcement for that. But overall, I'm excited to find out what the food and drink menus are like for Halloween Horror Nights. If I try all of them or some of them, I'll review those as well. But yeah, overall, like I'm excited for this year. Like, four of the IPs, not that excited. Again, not a gamer girl, not a wrestling girl, not into the into Terrifier. Again, I've seen some gory movies, but they're not my cup of tea. I'm not into gory movies like that. So overall, like, other than those four, everything else I'm very excited about to go into those houses, the six houses, go through all the scare zones. Hopefully I get through all the scare zones, because last year I went through all the scare zones except for the Zodiac one, which I wish I did, because I would have been like, where's Sagittarius? Because I've seen videos from last year, and they would be like, someone was like, where's, for example, Sagittarius, because I am also a fan of the Mammoth Club, and I heard Molly be like, where's Sagittarius? And they were like, over there. And I'm like, So I'm very excited to go to Halloween Horror Nights and cover it for you guys. The things I can cover, I will. Whatever I'm able to film, I will. Orlando doesn't let you film inside the houses, so I can't do that for you. But I will discuss how the houses are inside there. And Mammoth Club is really good. They are always able to film inside for press night. So I would, if you are okay with spoilers, see their videos in the houses. Because I do that. I always watch the event and inside the houses every year to know what's in there, if I want to pass or go into the house or not go into the houses. Because one of the years they had a bug house, and I have a phobia of bugs, spiders, and snakes. So I don't need to be going to the hospital for having a panic attack. So I would skip. But just letting you know, like, if I, the only reason if I'm gonna continue doing, like, these Halloween Horror Nights, like, recaps and stuff, if I do not go into a scare zone or house, it is because I have a phobia of something that's in it. That's why I always watch the media events, videos that show inside the houses to be like, okay, I'm okay to go in these houses because there's that thing in there that will trigger my phobia that will end up me going into the hospital. And I've been to events that, like, the paramedics were called because someone passed out because of something in the house or because it's super hot out. So, and I'm not going to be one of those people. I already know I have these phobias. I'm not going to put myself in a situation that is going to harm me, myself, people around me, or my health for content. So I hope you guys understand. Sorry about the bad rating and stuff like that. But overall, I'll talk to you guys soon. I love you guys. Bye!